Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. I have your host, James, here. I'm joined by Beth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And we have Melissa Kay with us.
Good morning.
And we want to welcome in right now to our studios, Paul Trombley from our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. How about for yourself?
Doing well. Paul, I don't have to tell anybody in Wisconsin that we've been getting a ton of rain, but I saw some stats over the weekend that really took me back. We've had eight straight weekends, maybe more than that, of water in our area. The last weekend we did not have, like, at least some rain was in March.
Wow.
It has been a pretty wet time for us around here. We got more rain coming, or?
Yeah, looks like it a little on and off this week. And the initial look at the weekend does still keep some opportunity for some showers out there for it. So, yeah, maybe keeping the streak alive. But it's still looking like a quiet, warmer start to the week here for us with our mix of clouds and sun developing today. Still some fog here and there early on to contend with, otherwise highs about 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, and then a scattered shower storm chance moves in late and kind of more overnight time frame, 59. A few showers or storms through morning, potential here for Tuesday, and then some sun back in the area, 81. Another chance for showers or storms coming in late Tuesday night, 58. Cold front comes through Wednesday, a few showers still possible into the day, and some breaks of sun, 67. And then cooling down to 45 Wednesday night, clear skies, a mix of clouds and sun Thursday, 60, 39 for Thursday night, and then low 60s, partly sunny Friday, maybe some more showers. Friday night into Saturday, 47 Friday night, some mid-60s still for highs into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. You have a great morning.
Thanks. You guys too.
Thanks.
And looking at those local temperatures, it is 56 in Stevens Point, 54 in Marshfield, 57 in Wausau, and as Paul was telling us, 55 here in Wisconsin Rapids.
There is going to be a 20 to 30 degree drop in temperature this week.
Yeah.
Hello,
yikes.
Fall.
Yeah.
63% of weekend days since March 1st have been rain or snow.
Wow.
Yeah. That ain't right story. I'm sorry.
I mean, we were in kind of a drought situation there for a while, but, you know, even that, yeah. Why can't we have a nice sunny weekend?
Yeah. Taking a look at the next topic we got here, five outdated fashion rules you can't ignore now.
They're outdated?
Yes, yeah.
And so we're making fun of people that still do them?
Maybe. I've not looked ahead, so we'll find out together on this one. We're 2 weeks past Labor Day, and has anybody worn white since then? Yeah. Maybe even on Labor Day I did. I don't know. If you're like most people, the answer is yes. No one cares about wearing white after Labor Day anymore.
But I do remember growing up having to put my white shoes away after Labor Day, and I could not bring them back out until Memorial Day.
I remember having a relative say something similar to that, and everybody just took it as is.
Yeah,
like it was.
Right.
Like it was. That's the way. That's just what's done. That's mm-hmm. how it is. But nobody could explain to me why.
Right.
I go, why that was the thing and everything. And
it's tradition for tradition's sake.
Right. And we've covered that ad nauseum already by now. But it is one of those things where it's kind of like, we just expect, you know, just do what we're saying. Like,
yeah.
Hey, white's not cool after Labor Day. Why? It doesn't matter why. Just do it. It's tradition.
Some of us do it just to, you know, make fun of tradition.
Yes, yes. I got a friend that refuses to wear anything but like other than green on St. Patrick's Day. Like she will not do it. She will not, no matter what she gets. And the funniest part to me of it, she's part Irish.
Of course.
So looking at some of these actual ones here on this list, no denim on denim, like a jean jacket with jeans on. Lots of people do it now, so it's not as weird anymore, but it is not necessarily something that people will recommend.
Right.
The stylists will recommend, I should say.
Well, I guess it depends on what colors, because now you have so many different colors of denim.
Right.
Like back in the 80s, it was just the blue. You didn't have a lot of variety. And I could see somebody doing, you know, different shades of denim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All
you could very
outfit.
Easily pull off a dark pair of jeans with mm-hmm. a lighter colored denim jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Writing all of this down, by the way. I'm writing every little bit of this.
There's red denim, there's yellow denim. You can add color to the outfit, mm-hmm. even with the denim.
Hmm. Right.
Your shoes, belt, and socks all have to match. You might still want to avoid mixing blacks and browns, but colorful socks and belts are cool too now.
Oh, yeah.
Way to catch up.
Fashion. Kids are wearing two different socks. They're not even pairs anymore.
They don't even match.
Yeah. All that stuff just could not matter less nowadays, as far as that goes. No socks with sandals. Enough people have embraced the sad dad no style trend, which values comfort over fashion, so do what you want.
I love that description, sad dad no style.
Dang, I got nothing to record to fight back with that.
I think it still makes some of us uncomfortable, and you know, not everybody has the same fashion sense, so things that other people wear may make you feel uncomfortable, but that doesn't mean that they don't have the right to wear it.
Right, to each their own.
Yeah.
If they want to wear socks with their sandals, go ahead.
It's a matter of self-expression.
I just have an issue with regular socks with flip-flops.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. At least get the toe socks, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of with that. Yes. Yeah. The socks also, if you have holy socks, like if they aren't great socks, you really, really, I mean.
You mean I got them at church?
Yeah. What are you doing here? What are we doing? I mean, that's not, that is not, not only not cool, but I mean, I would think you've got to have at least one good pair of socks. Wear them when you are, wear the holy ones when people can't see your feet.
Only wear those to church.
Mm. Mixed print. I heard you, Beth. I heard you both times.
Got a little chuckle out of Melissa. Finally,
I just don't have the wah wah.
Yeah.
That's your own fault. You're funnier than that. You've set a bar for us. You've set a bar of comedy.
I have been gone most of the week doing work. So give me some grace.
I understand that. Mixing prints like stripes and dots. Don't fully ignore that one because it's hard to pull off, but more and more high-end designers have been mixing those kind of fashion trends.
Yeah, you see that a lot more commonly now, but yeah, you really got to almost get a second opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't feel like it's ever a bad idea to do that if you can.
Right.
You know, sometimes it could build your confidence. Sometimes it could just tell you, okay, I'm not going back to that person.
My husband has gotten a lot better about what fashion is since I've married him. Mm-hmm. Because I'm constantly coming out saying, how do I look? How do I look?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is the question no husband ever wants to get asked.
Pretty much.
I don't mind that one because it usually means we're going to get going sooner. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. And I know plenty of guys that could be pretty bad about that, too.
Yeah.
That is definitely not one of those things that is just a female thing or something like that. So does this work? How about this?
Yep.
And they change like one thing.
Yep.
They need to put a different tie on or something.
Well, and to my husband's credit, he will say, yeah, I'm not quite sure about that one. You might want to consider a different thing. And so he's honest, and he knows I want him to be honest.
Yeah, guys, they're going to pick up real quick if you say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if in tech, I would say tact is one of your better friends when it comes to that.
Pro tip, don't ever just say you look fine.
Yeah.
Fine is not a good answer.
No.
Don't say fine.
No.
Yeah. Yes. And I couldn't even tell you if I've ever even worn anything with animal print or like polka dots. I'm not even sure if I've ever worn anything like that, let alone mixing the styles.
I don't think I'm allowed to wear animal prints in my house.
Yeah. I can see that. No hats indoors. No one cares anymore except your the very people that are still kind of hanging on to that a little bit. So unless you're out over at their house, you know, it's somebody that it's a specific rule.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it as much anymore.
No.
It's got a new people, especially people who accessorize with their hats.
Absolutely.
and the rest of their outfit.
Sure.
Right.
I think hats need to make a comeback in a big way because I love hats.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not as socially acceptable across, you know, like especially for women. Not that they're not socially acceptable. They're just not, you don't see them as often.
No. Yeah, yeah. That definitely seems to be the case, that you definitely don't see them as often. And I like the idea of that. I like the idea of that coming back. Turn of the century or the 20s, 30s, somewhere around there? You almost never saw a man, top of a man's head.
Right.
Always had a hat. Always had a hat. Didn't wear it in the office, maybe, mm-hmm. but yeah. So I can't think of any other ones that are necessarily like coming to mind here or anything.
Right. Fashion faux pas kind of thing. I don't know. That's one of the things I love about society is we've gotten to a point where, and I don't know if it was a rebellious generation or something like that, people have just said, I don't care what the fashion quote-unquote rules are. I'm just going to wear what I like.
Yeah, and what's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's not about a class situation anymore, because I did look this up, and the wearing white after Labor Day showed that you were wealthy.
Mm.
Yep.
You know, and that you could just choose to put a whole, you know, color scheme of your wardrobe away and not wear it.
So you that is a big reason why you only see like literally 1% of the population doing that, because it's kind of like only 1% of the population that would know
to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are some careers that you do have to be mindful of what you are wearing. And, you know, when my dad helped me move, he goes, I've never seen someone with so many clothes. I'm like, well, Dad, unlike you, you could always wear a pair of slacks and a button-down shirt, and you were okay to lead worship. I have to be mindful of what season it is. Is it pants? Is it? Because there are still people that think women who are in front on a Sunday morning need to be in skirts.
I don't know many people who don't have certain jobs like that. I've got at least one friend in almost every kind of industry, an industry like that.
I've
a couple of friends that are attorneys. Have a couple of I don't know many jobs that you can necessarily go into and be kind of dressed down necessarily. Whatever you're talking about, any kind of position, I think that's kind of an issue for almost every job.
But the blessing is the types of outfits you're able to wear now. The variety has just grown.
It has broadened.
Yes.
That seems to be a good thing, that's for sure. So again, kind of an oddball story here for us. A New York family security camera was recording when their cat, missing for 4 days, returned home and rang the doorbell to be let inside.
Cute.
The video,
that is one smart cat.
Yeah, the video is circulating. It is hilarious. Stephanie Whitley said her family's 8-year-old cat, Lily, failed to come home one night about 2 weeks after the family moved into a new house in Long Island. So Whitley's fears were put to rest 4 days later when her Ring doorbell camera recorded Lily walking up to the front porch and ringing the bell. We all gasped, and we were laughing, we were emotional, we were crying. It was a great moment, Whitley said. Whitley said she believes Lily knew what she was doing when she rang the doorbell. She's a very smart cat.
Yeah.
Maybe she did know what she was doing. Either way, it's just a funny story. It's just a cool story.
Did she do that to anybody else's door?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah. How do we know she wasn't getting an early start on trick-or-treating?
There you go.
You know, I mean, just bopping around, going from place to place.
Where's my candy? Where's my treat? Come on. Treats.
What's going on here, humans? I saw you doing this last year. Why aren't you doing it now? Come on. We will take a break on that note. We'll come back and get into some more fun because we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on Mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody, friend of the show. Welcome back, everyone, to Mornings on WFHR, and it is time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to wish a very happy anniversary to Allman Construction. They are celebrating 40 years of construction excellence this September. They're proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. They're posting Facebook photos on their throwback photos on their Facebook page for their anniversary. Encourage you to like their page.
Ooh.
Check those out. Let them know how much we appreciate them in this area, in this community. Great work. Great workers over there. You want to see an example of that? Come by and stop at the studios here.
Yeah.
So Altman built our studios. Big happy anniversary to them.
Congratulations.
Also have a belated anniversary. Happy 46th anniversary to Jim and Pam Maloff.
Happy anniversary.
Yesterday was my folks' anniversary. 46 years strong for my favorite couple of all time.
Yay.
Might be a little biased about that.
Just slightly. I think we'll give it to you, though.
We'll let you have that one.
My mom and dad are, I think, one of the most romantic stories of all time.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that in my heart. Again, I know I'm biased, but it doesn't mean I'm not wrong, especially if you know any of their history. But they met when they were so young, 15, 16 years old,
wow.
and everything, and been together since. And just saw them yesterday when I came back in the town. I stopped by over there, wanted to show off the mm-hmm. Jeep to my dad and everything. My mom and dad were in the living room holding hands.
Aww.
Like they just still are, you know, that.
46 years strong. Love it.
Sweet.
Happy belated anniversary, you two.
Yeah.
Also, want to wish a very happy belated anniversary to our United States Air Force. Yesterday they celebrated 75 years of their dedicating service to our nation. A big thank you to all that serve in the Air Force. We appreciate you. And congrats to the Air Force.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for your service.
So, we take a look at our local list here, and we have two possible qualifiers. Beth, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we get to dive right into the birthdays, and we want to wish a very happy birthday to Nancy Mancusi.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Nancy. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifiers celebrating their 42nd anniversary.
Yay!
Jack and Mary Sue Jinsky.
Congratulations, Jack and Mary Sue. Happy anniversary.
Happy 42nd, you guys. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Have a great one. And just celebrate all week long,
mm-hmm.
I say.
Yes.
Anything over 10, I think you can celebrate like for a week at least.
At least a week.
Congrats, you two. That's awesome. That is very cool. Let us take a look at our celebrity list real quick. Mm-hmm. And let me see here. Chase Rice is 37, country singer.
Okay.
Allison Sweeney is 46. She was a host of The Biggest Loser and all that.
Yes. Yeah. She also played Sammy Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
For many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon is 48.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Trisha Yearwood is 58.
What?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. She's a great singer, songwriter.
Yes, she is.
Incredibly talented, Trisha Yearwood.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I don't know her music that well, but I know she's darn talented. I know that much.
She's got a phenomenal voice.
Yeah.
She really does.
Yeah. And a lot of hits that have made it up mm-hmm. the charts pretty high.
Yep. Started as a background singer for other country artists and then was able to break out on her own.
Those are some of my favorite stories in music when that happens. I remember reading that about Sheryl Crow. She was a lifetime, studio singer, backup singer, and most agents, most people told her that she would not ever get a record deal, it seemed to work out okay.
It did.
maybe not the most household name, but Sherry O'Terry is 60 today.
Yay. She's that old?
Yeah. Still working strong.
Wow.
Really made her claim to fame being on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And was incredibly good on there.
The cheerleader sketch with Will Ferrell.
A lot of people think that she could have had the career that Kristen Wiig has had.
Mm-hmm.
Had she gotten the opportunity and stuff.
Right.
But I loved her fearless comedy.
Oh,
I love the way that some of the characters she created were just some of the more memorable mm-hmm. ones on that show. She's good.
Mm-hmm.
Lita Ford is 64.
Wow.
Lead guitarist for The Runaways. Also had a pretty good solo career as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Joan London is 72, former Good Morning America host.
Mm-hmm.
Still the best I ever saw do the morning host gig.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody do it better than what Joan London did. As a kid growing up, maybe I'm romanticizing it in my head or something like that, but she was so good on that show. She was such a good... It's a little like the way I look at primetime news nowadays and everything. Like, I didn't realize how spoiled we were back when we were kids.
She was one of the first to do it. I mean, she helped lay the groundwork for those who have come behind.
Yeah.
And then for 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, another good point there, Melissa. I wasn't sure how long she had done it. I would have lowballed it. I would not have said 40. That's impressive.
Well, not just on ABC, but her career.
Right, yeah. No,
as a journalist, author, and television host, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great at all those things that she did, too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the better actors out there, Jeremy Irons, is 74.
Wow.
Recently played Alfred in the Justice League. He was also the voice of Scar in The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
He is Hans Gruber, or one of the bad guys. I'm sorry, one of the bad guys in Die Hard. He's not Hans, but he was one of the bad guys. He played Hans's brother, I think,
right.
or something. Yeah. You need a bad guy. You hire Jeremy Irons. The end of sentence. Like,
that
you can stop
voice.
Casting after that.
Ugh.
And again, like most of those characters that make a career out of playing bad guys, mm-hmm. one of the more likable people that ever shows
absolutely.
Up on a set is
yep.
Jeremy Irons. Like, it just always seems to be that way. Let's see here. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers is 82 today. Unchained Melody, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. He also had a solo with the Jennifer Warnes duet, I've Had the Time of My Life, on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And then taking a look at some people that are no longer with us, like the great James Lipton, born in this day in 1926, passed away in 2020. I can't tell you how glued to Inside the Actor's Studio
yes.
I was as a kid.
Yeah.
I watched every episode and loved his work on
yeah.
that. James also had an opportunity to have a guest spot on the TV show American Arrested Development.
Oh.
And he was fantastic on it. He was really good on it.
Awesome.
It's the only time I really got to see him act.
Yeah.
But a lot of my interviewing techniques, a lot of the things that I do, I picked up on from James Lipton. I really enjoyed his work.
Yeah, he did a lot of voiceover work, too.
Yeah, yes. yeah. Certainly one of the more legendary people to play the character, but for many, he's still the one true Batman. Adam West, born in this
yes.
day in 1928, passed away in 2017. Yeah, James, like, you can't talk about Batman and not talk about Adam West.
Right.
Another guy who did a great job as a voice actor, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different cartoons.
Oh, yes.
Hall of Famer, Joe Morgan, born in 1943, passed away in 2020. Mama Cass Elliot, born in this day in 1941, passed away in 1974.
Wow.
Quite one of those people that really stands out when we're talking about music. And William Golding, born in this day in 1911, passed away in 1993, author of Lord of the Flies.
Oh.
Yes.
Required reading in high school.
Yeah, yeah. I think I got a decent grade on that. I'm not sure. Don't remember.
You know, that is one I would really like to reread now as an adult, because as a teen reading that, and I read it as a young teen, I was just really blown away by that story.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those ones that it has such an impact, even if you have not read the book, you know a bit of what it is about, and you have probably seen a movie or a TV show parody it. Like,
right.
You don't have Lost without it.
Right.
One of the bigger shows in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
There's so many of these kind of things that great books give. And Melissa, you hit on something that I wanted to talk about before, rereading books.
Yes.
At different stages in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed, so every time I've had a breakup since I was a little kid, my heart is broken. I listen to The Thrill Is Gone from B.B. King. It makes me not feel as alone. And hey, there's somebody out there that feels this. But that's it. That's all the only time I ever listened to that song. In the last year or two or whatever it was, like I just happened to turn on the radio and it was on. And I'm in a good mood. I'm feeling all right. I'm not heartbroken or anything like that. And I listened to it, and I got a whole new appreciation of the song.
Yeah.
Like parts of it that I don't think I was really hearing, as silly as that might sound. I got to think a lot of entertainment is that way. The books that we read is one of the ones that have a good shelf life, to, pun intended, that actually like, can do that. Like movies don't, very seldom do movies do that.
Right.
It's almost as if you have to go really far back. For like a Casablanca or something like that, we're like, okay, that still holds up pretty good. Anything that came out like where they're using special effects,
it's
you really gotta, like, nostalgia's really gotta be there for you. Otherwise, all you're doing is like seeing the holes. You're just seeing what's missing or how like unsmooth it is or
whatever. I think it depends on how strong the storyline is, because I think about what we're doing with our boys and being able to rewatch some of the movies that meant so much to us growing up. Like we're watching the Star Wars saga now with our youngest and seeing things in it with him, not our youngest, our oldest, but seeing things with him that we didn't necessarily see when we were growing up and going through it. And I wonder if part of that is the fact that they're dealing with different things than we did. Culture has changed. And so now we look at it through a different lens.
Well, and you're at a different point in your life. You have different life experiences at that point. I think that there are some themes in a book like The Lord of the Flies that I would understand in an entirely different context now versus right. when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this, I'm never reading Old Yeller again.
Oh.
I'm not reading Old Yeller again.
Or
no.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yes, no, that's the one. Mm. That's the one, Beth. That's the one. I might read Old Yeller. I forgot all about that. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad enough. I'm like, you know, I don't need. They're great authors, great books.
Yes.
I actually, I'm joking. I actually think that it's a really good idea to reread those,
absolutely.
Especially the ones that you read in high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. To Melissa's point, how many of us are anything like we were in high school? Anything.
Oh,
I mean,
I know.
Like literally anything. I mean, it's one thing that how we look. It's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you were locked in a time capsule or, mm-hmm. you know, in a bunker underground, you can't not change in those decades.
Yeah. So one more time, I want to wish a happy belated anniversary to my mom and dad. I hope you guys had a great day yesterday.
Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Nancy Mancusi.
Happy birthday, Nancy. Happy Don't birthday. Forget to get your free piece of pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 42nd anniversary, Jack and Mary Sue Jinsky.
Happy anniversary, Jack and Mary Sue.
Congratulations.
We're going to play Melissa's News. We encourage you to do some celebrating and stop over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Go on over there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. It is 8:38 on the clock. Thanks for kicking off your week with us, everybody. This music's good. Yeah. I like this. Yeah.
I think we
just
have the same music every week.
Bop your head.
Yeah.
So right now, got an interesting list. The best and worst free promotional products you can get.
Okay.
What's the best type of swag companies give out? Like, would you rather get a free water bottle or a free hat? Basically free, like anything free. I kid you not. I first start in radio. I'm not even in a year into the business and I'm at a live remote and it's a well attended event that is popular in this area that is still going on today. And my boss at the time was telling me about we can give just about anything away. People are going to want it because he was handing me shirts to hand out.
Right.
And I'm like, who do I hand them to? He's like, you're not going to have to hand them out to anybody. They're going to come to you. Okay. Sure enough, he puts 5 shirts in my hand. I did not see the blur of people that came by and took them. So then he's like, yeah, you weren't kidding. People like stuff, but I don't think you can give just anything away. He literally went in his bag. He had bought one of those 5 packs of like just plain white t-shirts, pulled out one of the shirts, said, "Who wants a free shirt?" And like it's just a blank shirt. He told everybody it was just a blank regular shirt.
Right.
We had 20 people show up for that shirt. Like people love free.
Free, yes.
We love free.
Yes.
Something that you if somebody asked you to pay 5 cents for, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth 5 cents. But if it's given away for free, you will stand in line for a day for it. Like, we love promotional stuff. Mm-hmm. We love free things. It's just the way of the kind of business and PR and marketing and everything. Mm-hmm. A new poll by the site Vistaprint looked at the top promotional products Americans enjoy getting. And the number one thing on the list was t-shirts.
Okay.
By far and away, people love t-shirts.
Yeah.
Top 10, t-shirts, pens, coffee mugs, water bottles, branded headphones, tote bags, sunglasses, hoodies, calendars, and umbrellas.
Wow.
Hats, phone cases, and blankets were ranked high, too.
Right. Hmm. But is this what we enjoy getting, or is this the most popular things that businesses give away? Because Vistaprint is where you order it to be able to give it.
Right, right. So, and it does look like Vistaprint is talking about the things that we like to get.
Okay.
And that's a whole different list as far as that's what companies are giving away more. But I kind of think that the answer, the question answers itself.
Yeah.
Companies wouldn't be giving these things away if people didn't want them.
I mean, yeah.
So it kind of. They
I've never seen anywhere giving away a blanket. Have you?
No.
A lot when I was young. I don't see it. I couldn't even tell you the last time I saw anything like that. And I'm hard pressed to remember like the promotion. I think it was a gas station or something like that. And I don't even know if it was like they may have just been giving away blankets. I don't know if they were blankets with their name on them or not.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting.
Sometimes
Mel, I hadn't thought of that.
Insurance agents will do things like that, like scarves or blankets and things like that.
Well, now that we're talking about it, I think my Laura has a Quick Trip blanket.
Ah,
oh, see,
that
see.
Must have been a giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Do you remember when banks used to do the giveaways to get you to open up a checking account, and it would be like a microwave or something?
Yes. Yes. That stuff seemed like it was like when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was old enough but I remember that kind of thing. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just this cheap little thing. It was something major
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well,
microwaves are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems to be like the way that the deal nowadays seems to be the bundle thing, where they bundle things together. You can have this service, and we'll throw this on too. You know, that seems to be the promotional kind of big promotional thing now.
Mm-hmm.
They also looked at some promotional products we don't particularly want. A few that rank near the bottom include beanie hats, picture frames, tape measures, drink koozies.
I was going to say, it has to be on the list.
Bookmarks, sweatbands, stress balls, coasters, bumper stickers, and socks. 51% of Americans said that they're currently using at least one promotional product that they got for free. Like most days that I'm in the studio here, I have that. I wear a T-shirt of that and stuff because I like to... It's a very, especially when we have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. I'd like to wear like a United Way shirt or kind of help promote the United Way or something like that. We've got a ton of great nonprofits and local businesses in our area. So any chance to like just tack a little more promotion onto them, there's a little bit more.
I'm wearing my Cranberry Blossom T-shirt today.
There you go.
And a free shirt again. Like, you know, come back to the shirt thing. The one thing that if there's any consistency that I feel like is there, and you guys could add to this maybe more than I can, the items that we don't want all seem to be kind of like those throwaway things or those things that you don't like. You may get use out of a stress ball. Where do you put it? Like, so many of these things. Where do I put these things? Where do I, you know, extra bookmarks, you know, or something? You got a messy drawer. You know, most people have that top drawer, that, you know, drawer in their kitchen or whatever that's just a mess drawer.
But shouldn't we be putting bookmarks in books?
I mean, but if you're not currently reading a book, what you do with the bookmark afterwards?
I can't tell you how many books I have that have bookmarks in it that have no place but just to be in a book. Because that's the only place I can think to store it.
Sure.
Just put it in a book.
I wonder how many of these, like a picture frame. That's very nice, but a picture frame is an awfully personal thing.
And if it says American Family on it.
Right.
Or Quick Trip.
Yes.
Like, why would you put that up? But Beth, the problem with putting bookmarks in books like that is then I pick up that book later and I'm like, wait, was I reading this? Is this how far I am in this book right now?
I've done that.
It's so put it on the title page, and then you'll know.
Right.
I think it's kind of cool as far as the list of things that we like. There were a couple of things on there that I hadn't thought of before. Like I can't remember the last time I saw a promotional umbrella, but that is a great. Like that seems like a great not only marketing thing, but just a great like useful thing. Everybody could use an extra umbrella,
right?
The calendar one I like too.
Yes.
Yeah, calendars are pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that this list is interesting for a number of reasons. And one of the other ones, I really would have thought tote bags would have been higher on the list.
Yeah.
I wonder,
now with people, you know, taking their own bags to grocery stores.
Right. I think that might have gotten overdone for a time because every place you would go, you would get this free tote bag. Mm-hmm. You would get this free bag.
Well, and if they're the super cheap ones, then they're not worth it.
Yeah, you use it once and it breaks.
And then are you thinking of the business that gave you a free tote bag or the business that gave you a bad free tote bag?
Exactly, that's a cheap one, yeah. Mm.
That's a lot of these things. That's my only, you know, hey, I'm all for putting your name over anything you want. You know, if you think somebody will buy it or sell it or it'll help you promote something, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But how good are the products you're giving away?
Right.
Because whether it's rational or not, if I give somebody a pen, they expect that pen to last 20, 30 years. that's completely irrational, but we all do it. We you know, especially with free items, which is so ridiculous.
I know. You got it for free. you're getting use out of something that you didn't pay for, but yet we want it to be the highest quality free.
If you got a free pen and you have used it once, you've already gotten your money's worth.
Yes.
but we do that, though. We do. Oh, this darn pen only lasts me a couple of years. Jeez. You know what I mean? You got to be careful with that stuff. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will take you to the top of the hour with nothing but fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you, 8:51 on the clock. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday and your week out there, everybody. Got some good stories of the day I want to touch on right now, and this is a really nice one. A dog lover has been hailed a real-life superhero for using her drone to reunite families with their lost pups, most recently just in time before a deadly storm hit. September 9th was a normal Friday for Erica Hart as she abandoned her shopping trip to rush home and launch a drone search for a schauzer. Before a rumbling thunderstorm made things worse. Jamie Hollinstead hosted her from Clayton, Yorkshire, to say his rescue dog, Hilda, had bolted from their garden and they'd already searched for 2 hours and could not find her. The 33-year-old rushed to the last known location and within 20 minutes spied the escaped pooch running down a residential road. When the two-year-old dog darted into a nearby field and kept moving, Erica was able to direct Jamie and his wife to the best spot for intercepting her.
That's awesome.
The couple from Clayton, who adopted the rescue dog this past April, has hailed Erica a real-life superhero and believes Hilda could have been killed had she not been found before the thunderstorm hit minutes later. At the very least, if she wasn't killed, traumatized for life,
right,
almost.
Yeah.
You know, there is physical therapy. There is no emotional therapy for animals, really.
No.
There's no. You can have the. Cesar Millan. There's a lot of people that know animals like better than most of us will ever understand any subject.
Mm-hmm.
But even they can't talk to animals. I mean,
right.
Dr. Dolittle was a fun movie, but it was a movie. It was, you know. This has a bigger impact that literally than we can know, than we can realize, because we can't get into their minds, because we can't get into their heads. So we really, truly don't know. I mean, if you are paying really close attention, oftentimes you can tell when a dog is less stressed or. But dogs are so good at just, they keep just going. Even when they're sad, they keep moving. They still try to cheer us up and everything.
Yeah.
So they're one of the more harder things under the sun to figure out, let alone, you know, finding them when they go running and everything. What a great idea.
Yeah, what a wonderful use of technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That lady is incredible. That's an impressive person right there. This is a good story, but it's also just kind of a fun story. Known for their in-flight mischief designed to make passengers smile, Southwest Airlines outdid themselves this past week on a flight to Honolulu.
Okay.
After boarding the plane to Long Beach, California, flyers were delighted on Friday to find a ukulele waiting for them in their seat.
What?
Yep.
All of them?
Yep. Every seat. They would soon learn that the Guitar Center, the world's largest musical instrument retailer, was behind the stunt with instructions on board to give them a free lesson.
Awesome! Oh,
cool. The ukuleles are arguably the world's happiest instrument and the one that conjures up the aloha spirit of Hawaii. So they're on a trip to Hawaii.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah,
that's awesome. They're actually pretty easy to learn, too.
They are, yeah.
It's so easy, in fact, that passengers learn to play the song Hello, Aloha, How Are You? From start to finish during the flight.
Wow. Well, and it's a pretty long flight. So
it is like a 6-hour flight.
I was going to ask you guys, because I know both of you have made that trip. And I imagine, you know, probably not the same exact trip both of you made, but both of you said right away, answered the question. Yeah. Each passenger received a Roadrunner carrying case containing a Mitchell MU-40 soprano ukulele. And for the first time ever, in-flight ukulele lessons happened in the sky.
Awesome. That's great.
I mean, that would be fun, but for the person that didn't want to listen to a ukulele lesson and just wanted to sleep.
There was
it would have been so much fun.
There was at least one person on that flight that was getting onto that plane thinking, this is where I'm going to get my nap in for the day.
So they went,
yeah.
If they were smart, they would have put earplugs in a carrying case with the ukulele for those that didn't want to learn to play or listen to people learning to play.
See, this is one of those ones, too, where when it's such on a mass scale, like if the three of us are in a room and Beth gets a free T-shirt, but Melissa and I don't, then we're kind of staring at that T-shirt like it is the Holy Grail. Like, oh, look at how cool that is. And she, look at what she got and everything. When it's a free thing that you not only everybody gets, but you see other people responding to said gift in their happiness, just like a laugh in a movie theater. It's contagious.
It is.
You know? And you can't help but be that, you know, not just smiling, but thankfulness and that you have. So, yeah, maybe the ukulele ain't going to last a lifetime, but you're going to love that and that you may... I guarantee that there's a couple of people on that flight that are going to come back to flying Southwest, you know, and they may seek out guitar lessons or go to the Guitar Center, this, you know, place that did this promotion.
Right.
I mean, when it's done right, like marketing promotions are one of my favorite things to dissect because I got to imagine, you know, I tell Steph this all the time. I have no idea how she does what she does. She's incredible at what she does. I've done a lot of things in this lifetime. I don't think I'll ever be great at sales. I don't think I will ever be one of those people that can just turn on flip a switch and do that.
Right. Well, it's all about relationship and you know, being able to see the other, I think. And start to anticipate what those others' needs are.
I got a lot of that experience doing copywriting for when I back in the day when I used to do that as a full-time gig. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me as a writer because it was the first time in my life I was writing for – it wasn't about me. It wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't what I liked. It was trying to do something that the business appreciated.
Right.
But then also something that would hit as many eardrums as possible. You know, how do you do that? And that, thinking of that, like if that was like the promotional end of that, coming up with promotion ideas, doing those kind of things, it's it's impressive.
Yeah.
When it's done right. I honestly think that it's impressive just in general, but especially when it's done right.
Yeah.
If
nothing else, that flight was very memorable for those folks.
Oh, yeah.
All that being said, I'm a little hard-pressed right now to think of, like, what one of my favorite promos ever was or what one of my favorite things that I ever got for free was from a promo or something. Like, I'm trying really hard to think of something. I can't right now.
No, but I'm impressed that they had the foresight to say, okay, we're going to give you this instrument. That's all well and good. They threw in, we're going to help you learn how to play it.
Yeah.
You know, that was that next step that not a lot of people make. And I'm kind of jealous because I got a ukulele in Hawaii, but I didn't get a free lesson. I want the free lesson.
Yeah. That does seem pretty cool, though. I love that's the other part of this. Thank you, Beth. That's the other part of this I wanted to touch on. It's the follow through. It's not enough to just give people, you know, do one thing.
Right.
It's the follow through with it where here's the free ukuleles. Okay, great. I got a ukulele. How do I do with this
thing?
How do I even get it out of the box? How do I? That extra step there, it's huge.
Yeah.
And that is what really brings it home. Like, that's a great point. That's one of those things that kind of gets lost in the shuffle, especially if you come up with a great idea.
Right.
And you're like, oh, this is going to work. This is going to be great. And then you get it in people's hands and like, oh, hey, thanks for the free radio, but where's the batteries?
Yeah.
You know, where is it? Or something like
that. Follow through.
Yeah. Which is understandable. I'm not saying that like in a mean way. I mean, honestly, if I were to get like something free that needed batteries and I didn't get the batteries, I'm not going to complain about it myself.
Right.
But we know that there are. You don't want to take that chance.
Mm-hmm. Only on Christmas morning would you complain about that.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. Dad. Man. One of those things where. There was twice I can remember opening up a package and hearing my dad, oh, come on, because I knew he thought he forgot something, and he didn't think of it till literally I was opening the box.
Oh, yeah. Dope.
Darn.
Don't.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.